Don't have to speak
everybody
as loud.
Can come right up to
the oh,
front.
Yeah. Well, usually we have a lot of kids in here during chapel, so I have to feel like I'm yelling so everybody can hear me. Well, my name is Mary, and very honored to have a chance just to chat with all of you. And I'm just going to open up in prayer. Father God, I thank you so much for this place. I thank you for the generosity that it has and the warmth it has for those that are staying here. Father God, just bless this time as we search your word and have just a time to hear about how much you love us. We thank you, Father God. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, again, like I said, my name is Mary, and I recently, as I was studying the Word and hearing some different sermons, heard this great message and didn't really think about it before, about when Adam and Eve sinned and kind of the ramifications of sin. And a lot of times we think of the ramifications of sin when Adam and Eve were in the garden with, like, how Adam had to toil with the ground and how Eve would have pain in childbirth. But it was pointing out what even happened before they even talked to God. And what it said is that when Adam and Eve ate the apple, all of a sudden they realized they were naked and they were ashamed and they covered up. And how they didn't want to, you know, talk to God. They felt guilty. They knew what they did was wrong. So they didn't go meet God like they normally do. And then when he finally starts calling out to him to talk to him, they hid and they said, "We are afraid." So it was really interesting because Adam and Eve, when they ate that apple, the first thing they brought into the world was shame, guilt, and ultimately fear. And I think about that because I think all of us battle with that on a regular basis. And it's like in our thought lives, you know, we think about, like I think about my past. You know, I've been divorced. My birth mother had issues. She had been raped, and so I was adopted out. So I'm shameful of my past. And so there's been lots of different times in my life where I think, like, I don't want anybody to know my secrets. I want to keep them all hidden. I don't want anybody to know because I feel ashamed. But yet we know that God's word says that he will be with us, that he'll forgive us, that he'll separate our sin as far as the east is from the west. I think about, like, guilt. You know, I feel guilty that I did this or did that. And this thought life constantly plagues us, and it plagues us. And I love how in John, when Jesus was talking, he said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." That's John 14:27. And I think about that because he didn't say, "Peace I give you, your peace you have, your peace will be enough." He said that my peace I give you. And he says, "I do not give to you like the world gives to you." And I think that's great because, see, here in the world, when people want to have peace, we turn to drugs. We turn to alcohol. We think, like, "Oh, I had a rough day at work. I'm going to just have a drink." Right? That's the world's peace. We think that the world's peace, what the world has to offer, will make us forget about our problems for that short little bit of time. But what is God saying? He's saying Jesus came not only to give us salvation, but give us life and life to the full. But we think that God came to condemn us, and that's where that guilt kind of comes in, right? We know the John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Salvation is a beautiful, wonderful gift. If you don't know where you're going to go when you die, then I pray that you will talk to somebody and ask them, "What do I need to do to be saved?" Because we need Jesus Christ in our heart for salvation. But we stop there. We think that, okay, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, but now the rest of my days, I just got to trudge along, and I've got to deal with this life, and I'm miserable because of the things that are going on in my life. These thoughts, the shame, the guilt, the worry, the fear, right? But John 3:17, it went on. Said, then Jesus said, "But God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." He didn't come just to give us salvation, just to give us heaven when we die. That's great, I'll take that. If that's all there was, I would take that. But he came because he wanted to have that relationship restored. God had that relationship with Adam and Eve. And because of the sin that came in, the guilt, the shame, the fear separates us from God. We don't want to have a relationship with him because I'm really guilty, I'm ashamed. You're so holy, I don't want you to see what's going on. So what do the prophets say in the Old Testament? I'm going to send you Jesus. I'm going to send you this Messiah. And what did he say? I came to give you life and life to the full. I don't give you peace like the world gives you peace. I give you my peace. So now all these thoughts that plague us, that guilt, the shame of the past, we can let it go. In Psalms 103, there's this beautiful passage. When we start to think about, but you know, because I've heard this, Mary, you don't know what I've done. I've had people say that to me all the time. Mary, you don't know what I've done. And I say, I don't know. Only you know. But you know, God forgives you. You don't have to walk in that shame anymore. You don't know what I've done. But yeah, I can walk today confident and I can let go of the shame because of what Christ has done. Not because of anything I can do. I can't be righteous. It says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I will never be perfect. The question is, when I do make a mistake, how am I going to react? Am I going to go to the one who's going to forgive me and he's going to cleanse me and forgive me and make me new? This is in Psalms. It says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. I love in verse 12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. All that shame that we hold on to about our past, he's removed it far from us. All that guilt that we hold on to because of the mistakes we've made, he forgives us. He loves us. In Romans 8:1, it says, therefore, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. It even goes on. It's a really good passage here. Let's read it. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That is amazing. But you see, it's through Christ. It's not on our own. We all know it. If I'm on my own, that condemnation is there. The devil wants us to feel bad constantly. So, and you know, Paul and them, they had to really talk about this with the new church. Does that mean that you could just go do whatever you want? Well, no, of course not. We know we're here on earth and we continue to make these, you know, mistakes. We're going to have an earthly consequence for it. If I continue to lie to my husband, he's never going to believe me. Even though I can pray and God will forgive me, I'm going to have this earthly consequence here on earth. And then I have that guilt constantly and I have to get over it. I want to live for Christ because I love him, though. Not because of guilt and condemnation. In Hebrews 13, 5 through 6, it talks about how God will never leave us or forsake us. Let me get to that one here. It says, keep your lives free from the love of money and the content, and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? That's like a really powerful statement. You see, the people there, they you know, he's telling them, keep your lives free from the love of money. They were so fearful that they weren't going to have enough, that it turns into this like greed and this fearfulness and this anxiousness for, oh, money will just solve all my problems. But what is he saying? He said, God will be with me.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are there any sins that God will not forgive?
The only thing that Jesus said was that those that were blaspheming the Holy Spirit, when the Pharisees kept saying that he was casting out demons.